The National Wheat Foundation is currently accepting grower enrollment for the 2019 National Wheat Yield Contest. The contest is divided into two primary competition categories, winter wheat and spring wheat, and two subcategories, dryland and irrigated. The deadline for winter wheat entries is May 15th. The spring wheat entry deadline is August 1st with an early registration deadline of June 15th. According to National Wheat Foundation Board President and Idaho wheat grower Wayne Hurst, America's wheat farmers produce the highest quality wheat in the world, which should be taken into account when determining criteria for this national contest. 2019 will be the first year that we truly see how a quality component will impact the rankings of growers and influence results. In order to be considered for a national or state award in this contest, growers must follow up each initial contest entry with a grain sample, which will be analyzed by an independent lab. To qualify, samples must meet a quality grade of 1 or 2. Hurst said the National Wheat Foundation would like to thank our sponsors for helping make this contest available to all wheat growers across the United States. The 2019 National Wheat Yield Contest sponsors include Agrimax, Ardent Mills, BASF, Corteva AgriScience, Indigo Ag, GrainCraft, John Deere, Lima Grain Cereals, Syngenta, and Westbred. The National Wheat Yield Contest was held for the first time in 2016 and was well received by wheat growers across the United States. The contest offers growers the opportunity to compete with their peers across the U.S. and learn from each other innovative techniques to improve wheat productivity on their farms. Winners of the 2018 National Wheat Yield Contest were recognized at the Commodity Classic in February. Kansas winners in last year's contest in the winter wheat dryland division included Rick Horton from Leota, with a yield of 91 bushels per acre with the Plains Gold variety Langan, Tom Polly from Sedgwick with a yield of 89 bushels per acre with the Kansas Wheat Alliance variety Zinda, and Jerome Weens from Mead with a yield of 60 bushels per acre with the Westbred variety WB4303. Kansas winners in the winter wheat irrigated division included Ken Horton from Kearney County with a yield of 111 bushels per acre with the Westbred variety WB Cedar, and Matt Horton from Kearney County with a yield of 106.5 bushels per acre with the Westbred variety WB4269. To view the rules for the 2019 National Wheat Yield Contest and to register, visit wheatfoundation.org. And remember, the deadline for winter wheat entries is May 15th. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.